ride.
Awesome Fishing Radio would like to thank these sponsors: Andy Formal Company, Coastal Angler Magazine, Rolls Axles, Costa Del Mar Sunglasses, and Hook Up Lures.
And this is Captain Keelan back at the Outdoor Expo Boat Show for the Tampa Tribune, hosted by Frank Sargent. And we were lucky to... We were able to get hold of Mark Fisher from Beavertail Boats. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, guys. How y'all doing?
Oh, fantastic. I actually got to spend some time earlier. I know you were tied up with some other things, and got to actually kick the car tires of the boat and look at the boat over there at the show. And, man, what a fabulous ride.
I appreciate that.
I tell you. Tell me, I know that there's been some changes. We've got a new boat that's out now, and tell me a little bit about this boat.
Well, the Vengeance line came about. We went into a new model, and what we wanted to do was kind of broaden. You know, our other boats, the B2, the Ospreys, the other Beaver Tail skiffs, had a lot of technical stuff on. They were a little bit tippy, small, and they were made for a specific, you know, genre of fishing in a specific dive. And we just wanted, with this economy, I wanted to broaden the market a little bit, wanted to get more of those tarpon guys on the beach. So we made a boat that was 13 inches wider, and we built it like a Carolina hull, where we've got massive dead rise and a big flare up front and very, very little dead rise in the rear end. So it drafts shallow, but runs in rough water. And, we've been building them now about 90 days, and I've punched 10 or 11 out already, and they've all gone to, you know, pretty much all over Florida, Texas, and the Carolinas. And what's been great about it is I've got about 10 times more storage, a 35-gallon live well. Everything's insulated in the boat now, 220-quart coolers in the back. I got enough for four people on board, and you can split the live well now, so you can have 26-inch reds on one side and your bait on the other side. Clear acrylics, so you don't have to look in there. Nice. If you're a tournament guy. Just, we did a lot of things to kind of cover the tournament guy. You can go up to 115 horse now, but here's the beauty of it. I can run offshore with this thing in a 3-foot chop, and then I can go draft with a 90 horse if I can draft 6 inches.
Wow. Wow.
Now, Mark, tell me a little bit. I've heard, too, the hull weight of this thing is what the kicker is. What is the hull weight of it?
This hull comes in at about 675 pounds, and that's an 18-foot boat with a 80-inch beam. That's because we vacuum-infuse everything on this boat now, where we used to infuse the hull, and then we hand-laid the cap, and you just get that extra weight on there. But we infuse everything from start to finish now. Through
wow.
Comp 1, we use kits. So everything, it's not a pound off, because we use a kit. Basically, since the boating industry has kind of went south for a lot of companies, the Composite 1 and guys that service us with the fiberglass are more willing to work with us. And they basically came and set up a kit for this exact boat. So it's a kit in the box when we come and do our infusion. So there's now one extra pound left over of glass, and it's just a great way to build a boat if you can get them to do it for you.
That's cool.
Yeah, that really tremendously cuts down weight plus cuts down cost, correct?
For sure. I mean, the thing is, here's the problem when you're not infusing is that you got the human aspect in there. And if you're laying a cap up and you got all those gutters and everything else and you're not infusing, you can get air pockets, air bubbles, and the next thing you know, you got problems because you just can't see the air bubbles. Well, when you infuse, there's 20 pounds of pressure per square inch on that boat, and you just don't have any errors. When it's done, it's done, and it's has the least amount of resin with the most amount of strength that you could possibly get.
Amazing technology. Yeah,
it is, and it's funny that it's not used more than what it is. It's a little bit hard to get set up because there's some print through issues and there's heat issues and that kind of stuff. But once you figure out the system, go through a few boats and you know your problem areas, very, very easy to manage after that. And it just doesn't take a lot of manpower. So you save on, on capital expenditures, for manpower, for space, everything. It's just it's a great way to build boats if you can figure out how to do it and do it properly.
Yeah. Mark, I was talking with one of your reps, Mike Rafton, and he was talking about he spent some time with you over on the lagoon with that boat, and he was just, oh, man, I couldn't begin to even tell you all the good that came out of his mouth about this boat. Very impressed. And I tell you, from what he told me of the boat and the performance of the boat and the running of this boat, I'm waiting to be able to spend some time on it and fish. And he was very impressed with the boat. And, I mean, he's pretty picky with them.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. Mike's a great guy and a good fisherman over there and a good ambassador for us, definitely. One of the things that I think people are going to start to realize is that when you build shallow water boats also, you know, it comes down, a lot of guys don't use jack plates on skiffs, which I have no idea. Why buy a skiff then? You know, you got a shallow drafting boat and you got a boat that runs in, you know, you need 12 inches of water just to start. We built a jack plate now. The smallest jack plate setback you can get was a Bob's Flats jack, and that was about 4 inches. We built a jack plate with less than a half inch of setback. So if you know anything about physics, the mechanical leverage, just like holding the weight out away from your body, creates a tremendous amount of draft on your boat the further it gets out, whether it's 1 inch, 2 inch, 3, 4, or, you know, even some of the 6, 8, 10, 12s that you see on the bass boats. What we did was made a half inch of draft, put our actuator inside the boat so that it's not out in the elements, and we've got 12 inches of travel. Plus, we started up 2 inches higher. So we've got 14 inches of travel on a jack plate, and I can run it with our pocket tunnel with that, but I run out of water pressure as we get up to speed. But if you're looking for a hole shot, there is no boat that's ever been built that'll have a hole shot like this, because nobody's ever built a jack plate that can go up this high.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
or have this little...
And
there's no mechanical leverage.
Yeah. I tell you, it was very impressive. I will tell you, Mark, with me walking around the show and looking at all the boats, I will have to say that is one of the most impressive boats at the show. And, I mean, I'm hoping that I'll get back over by there after we finish this show to spend a little bit of time with you and talk to you. And like I said, it is impressive. And we really appreciate you coming on and giving us some time on the air and telling us a little bit about it.
When it comes to products that make fishing easier, the captains on Awesome Fishing Radio are pretty picky. So it's really no surprise that when they could fish with any jig head they want, they choose the one created by fishermen for fishermen. They choose hookup lures. Developed by Captain Hank Brown of the Florida Keys, these jig heads are designed to ride with the hookup to entice fish with a natural bait-like movement. And with a variety of colors and styles to choose from, hookup jigs have fast become a go-to lure for all the awesome fishing captains. And not only do they catch fish, they're a worthwhile investment in quality. Using durable mustad, Duratin, and stainless steel hooks, Hookup Lures offers not only jig heads, but quality bucktail rigs as well. They even have a fine assortment of high-quality offshore rigs that include ballyhoo rigs, gamefish rigs, ribbonfish rigs, barracuda lures, and trolling rigs. So if you want to use the same lures that Captain Keelan, Captain Steve, and Captain Keith use, then check out Hookup Lures at www.hookuplures.com. You'll soon find out why these jig heads are the lures that the guides choose when they need to put fish in the boat. And you'll be guaranteed some awesome fishing if you choose Hookup Lures.
Okay, Steve, cast over there at 12 o'clock right there. See the fish?
How far? How far?
Over there about 40 foot. Cast.
Can't see them. I'm not going to cast so I
Steve,
can see them.
Put your Costas on right now. Those new 580 lenses. You've got to turn around and have them on where you can see these fish, man, or you're going to blow our day.
There they are. Watch this, Keelan. Here they go.
Man, great hookup, man.
Andy Thornell Company. Outdoor clothing, footwear, and equipment since 1945. Our Orvis Fly Shop is one of the best in Florida, with over 700 fly patterns for saltwater, bass, and panfish. And we have a few hundred trout flies when you head for the mountains. And if you tie your own flies, we stock all of the materials and tools. Waders, vests, and the coolest fishing gadgets, including Boga Grips and Calusa Cast Nets, are in stock. We wear fishing shirts year-round. and we have some of the best prices on Columbia, Ex Officio, and Under Armour shirts, including the new sunproof t-shirts and the buff headgear. And we realize that you cannot play every day, so we have some unexpected surprises, sport coats, dress shirts, and even neckwear for the gentlemen, and the ladies always find their way back to our custom jewelry shop. Andy Thornell Company, downtown Winter Haven, 299-9999, andythornell.com.
This is Captain Steve Nichols here of Awesome Fishing Radio, and along with Captain Keelan, our passion is fishing and helping others catch fish.
Captain Steve's right. We want to be on the water with our friends and family, not worrying about how we're going to get our boat there. That's why we rely on Rolls Axles trailers. Simply put, they're the most dependable trailer on the market.
That's because they're the only all-aluminum trailers made. They use only high-quality materials to produce a superior product. In fact, they have a patent on their aluminum springs.
And they're so confident that you'll never have to replace them that they offer a lifetime warranty on the spring. By using a combination of aluminum and stainless parts, Rolls Axle has created the only trailer you'll ever need.
They're located at 702 Hitchcock Street in Plant City, and you can check them out on the web at www.rollsaxle.com.
Or give them a call at 1-888-ROLLS-52. That is 1-888-765-5752. Make sure you told them that you heard about them on Awesome Fishing Radio.
Finally, a magazine published just for anglers who fish the Indian River Lagoon, Coastal Angler Magazine, with columns, news, events, and forums especially designed for the Florida fisherman. You can also check out the Coastal Angler online at CoastalAnglerMagazine.com. The Coastal Magazine for the Florida fisherman. Coastal Angler Magazine. It's also the magazine for Awesome Fishing Radio. Coastal Angler, subscribe today. Just log on to CoastalAnglerMagazine.com.
This show is continued. Winter Mosquito Lagoon with Mike Rathjen, Part 2.